This is Fresh Air. As our first Black president is about to leave office, our commentator Matt Johnson has these reflections on what the Obama presidency has meant to him. Johnson is a writer and creative writing professor whose latest novel is Loving Day.
My whole life, I've dreamed of having a home theater. Those are really expensive, so I did it on the cheap. Got a projector off Craigslist, went to the hardware store, got some wood to build a frame, stretched a white canvas over it, and stapled it tight. And I'm really proud of the final product. It's not perfect, but it's pretty good for an English teacher. Now me and my family, we all sit and watch it, this screen. Movies, TV, games, we spent the whole winter break looking at my creation. The funny thing is, we're not actually watching the screen itself. What we're watching is the images projected onto it. The things we see have nothing to do with its fabric. They're being cast there from a gray box hidden on the back of the ceiling. I keep thinking of my projector and screen when I think of Obama in this moment, both in how he affected how I look at the world and how others projected their worldview onto him. When I first noticed Obama on the stage of the 2004 DNC convention, I saw, with great pride, someone of my own tribe. He was Black and mixed like me, but a gifted orator with vision, and I was proud that he was even there. People who see people like them in power all the time don't understand that feeling. They take it for granted. The rest of us don't. It's huge. Trust me. When Obama ran for president and unexpectedly won the Iowa caucus, I was even prouder. I also didn't think he could win the whole thing, because the America I saw, the one I grew up seeing, was far too racist to ever let that happen. And when Obama did win, my reaction was beyond pride. I was shook. Now I could see this other, more optimistic version of America, the one Obama imagined. The one he projected for us to see. After his inauguration, my wife and I drove from Houston back to Philly to see our family through the red clay of the Deep South. Before the trip, I never knew how beautiful the South was. The sun through the Spanish moss of those old trees. I'd been through the South before, but I'd never seen it without thinking about slavery and about the century of racial injustices after slavery. While that history wasn't erased, my wife and I, both the descendants of slaves, were struck with a new, amazing feeling of belonging. With our three small kids in our air-conditioned minivan, we passed through the very counties our ancestors were bondaged, our wheels spinning over the very soil our relatives were forced to toil. But now we too were Americans, Americans with full membership in a way we never felt before. It was the same nation it had always been, but projected through Obama's eyes, I felt like I could see the beauty of America clearer. I wanted to say that for me, Obama was the projector, that he projected a new, beautiful vision of America. Because for most of his presidency, I saw him being used by the majority of white America as the opposite, as their screen, as their canvas to cast their own tribal anxiety, their own racial subconscious baggage, to the point where they couldn't even see the real man if they wanted to. I'll say this for President Obama. We went into his administration talking about a post-racial America. We went out of his administration talking about a post-factual America. Nothing says you've won the argument like your opponent claiming facts don't matter. It's all funny now, all the post-racial talk. When Obama was first elected, some white folks seemed to think it was proof that racism was over, so everyone could just shut up about it now. Others soon complained Obama was making race relations worse, his crime being that his Blackness made white America, a majority of which didn't vote for him, mad as hell. Some cast onto him the image of the magic Negro savior, the one foretold in all those Morgan Freeman movies. Conservative media spent years projecting their fear of the radical Black man out for vengeance, a modern-day Nat Turner. He was going to rob them of their civil liberties, take away their guns, even institute Sharia law. So much was projected onto President Obama. God, devil, and everything in between. How the world saw him didn't tell you much about him. It told you a lot about who was doing the projecting, though. As a president, I didn't always agree with Obama. Not domestically, not internationally. But I always, and will always, respect that man. And be extremely thankful. For what he stood for my family. For the America he allowed all of us to see.
Matt Johnson is the author of the novels Loving Day and Pym. He teaches at the University of Houston Creative Writing Program. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about the conflicts of interest Donald Trump will face when he becomes president and what the political and legal consequences might be. My guests will be Norm Eisen, who was President Obama's ethics czar, and Richard Painter, who was President George W. Bush's White House Associate Counsel and Chief Ethics Lawyer. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Teresa Madden directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross. We'll be right back.